Hi, this is Alan Ross from AJ Ross Creative Media. Today I would like to talk about when size really does matter and how to look and act bigger to increase business and grow. We all know the infamous account of David and Goliath, where a young little boy defends himself and wins over the renowned giant. It's the classic underdog wins story and emphasizes the importance of using one's knowledge over one's physical size. While that may work most of the time, there still is that new business pitch or new venture when you realize size really does matter. Here are some tips on how to look and act bigger than you are to land that new business and help you grow your business. All without giving up what you went into business for in the first place, your expertise. You need to surround yourself with professionals who think and work like you. I call this type wow personality, and I mean it in a good sense. Owning your own business is fast-paced, and there is no room for an unmotivated staff. The key is to nurture talent and keep them. Your image is portrayed not only by you, but also by all who works for you and with you. Image is everything. So how does a small to mid-sized company compete with the designer, high-end New York City executives? Stay on top of your game is the best way to put it. Project an image of confidence and assurance, but be sure to back it with experience, examples, and referrals. Know your field, know your client's needs, and cater to your client as if he or she is only one that exists. Larger companies tend to lose sight of clients' needs and quickly once they get the account. You may have to tweak who you are on occasion. If your office looks more like a storage bin than a workplace, rent space for that big meeting. Bring in the caterer if necessary, and even hire temporary staff. Show that you are interested in entertaining your new client. Rethink your marketing materials from your letterhead to your brochure to your website. Do you present a mom-and-pop image or a new trend-setting company ready to produce that award-winning widget or provide that phenomenal service? Yes, image. And yes, important to have a polished, professional, and integrated package to explain who you are and what you do. You need more than just the logo and some ads in the local newspaper. You need a professional marketing company. Make the investment. Hire a company who knows what they are doing, who have experience and a track record. Remember, you get what you pay for. A lot of companies try to save money and hire designers who have no marketing or branding experience. You should also use public relations, which is a tried and true approach that should be an integral part of any marketing program. Have the agency write and place announcements of your firm's achievements, new business, and new hires. Feature articles and even speaking and seminar engagements. So with tape measure in hand, or at least a fresh look at your company and what you do, it's time to move forward. Use your talents, seek advice, outsource, revive your image by hiring the right brand professionals. Tell everyone and succeed.